Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
And you guys know how we open the show every Sunday with a little bit of that down south flavor. Like I said, I'm Miss Latoya Bird. I'm really happy to be on the show tonight, hosting as I always do. There's a couple different things that I want you to do before we even get started. I need you to text someone. I need you to post it on social media. Let them know we are live on the air. And we're talking something quite important this evening, a little controversial, as we like to spice it up. But we're definitely doing something amazing here in the Down South area, highlighting different businesses, organizations, business owners, and individuals who are enlightening and adding value to our community. So we're doing this every Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, at 6:30. Make sure you chime in. And I want to say shouts out to everyone who's out of town with family and spending that nice QT time. I think around the holidays, we feel a little bit more responsible about, you know, reaching out to grandma, reaching out to auntie so-and-so, and, you know, cousin this and cousin that. But I think we should be on holiday mode all year round because tomorrow is not promised. The next second is not promised. So let's really spend some time, you know, cherishing the ones that we love. And so you all may know this week, Good News Ghouls put out a video, a little public service announcement about what we should be doing during the holidays. All right. And one of the main things we need to be doing during the holidays is adding value. I'm all about new traditions. And I'm so tired of doing the same old thing, you know, and not even worrying about the results. It's like a routine, you know, the hamster with the wheel. And so although I love the greens, you know, without the meat, and I love the potatoes, ham, all that. I mean, not the ham, because, you know, I don't eat meat. But I love the fact that it's very festive. And as a community, I think we just get into the groove of being festive. But I think the holidays should be a time where we take it up to the next level. And so this week I put out a video on my thoughts about what we should be doing at the dinner table during the holidays. And I think starting with Thanksgiving, we should be reading off our wills, and we should be reading off our life insurance love letters during the holidays at the dinner table. Why? Because what are we grateful for? What are we thankful for if we don't have nothing in place? I'm not going to be thankful for putting a GoFundMe together because we couldn't put our heads together to figure out our estate planning. I'm not going to be okay with, you know, the heartache and pain because somebody's fighting over the curtains at grandma's house because she didn't put a will in place or we didn't talk about these things. And so I want our estate planning not to be a thing of taboo, a thing that we don't talk about. I want it to be something that we own. I want it to be something that we take pride in doing. And so it's worthy of being, you know, shared and put on a platform during the holidays versus just worrying about who made the collard greens and who made, you know, the dressing. So that was really huge. Thank you for all of you guys that shared that. Good News Ghouls also dropped a special Thanksgiving holiday edition with featured article called Keep Your Turkey, talking about this very same thing. And so for those of you out there that may not have a plan in place or a will or don't even know where to start or have questions, hey, reach out to us. We can help you with that. 786-972-8695. And so that's a little bit about what we had going on this week. Tonight's show is featuring a Miami native attorney, and I'm really happy and proud to have him on because we don't see a lot of professionals in our community who are standing up for the community. So it's really an honor and a pleasure to have our special guest join us this evening. This is attorney Josh Jones, who's going to be joining us doing major things in the community. So if you can help me or join me in welcoming him to our platform, I really appreciate that. One second. I'm getting my studio tools together. You know how technical difficulties like to come on the scene. But this week I was strolling through social media, and I just so happened, you know, to see this brother make a post. And it really caught my attention. It just caught my attention because, you know, I'm seeing different posts out there pertaining to the men, the not shaving, and just taking a stand and raising awareness on another level. And he made a post that, you know, kind of caught my attention, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show. But if you can join me in welcoming him, Mr. Attorney Josh Jones, to the show. Peace, brother. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Latoya. How are you? I'm doing very well.
I'm excited to have a brother on the line. We know our shows, you know, we have a mix, you know, guest lineup sometimes, but I'm proud to have you on the show. I know I've met you and seen you at different community events and meetings, but it's an honor to have you on the show. So thank you so much, Mr. Attorney Josh Jones. So you already know, if you don't know already, Latoya Bird is a little on the off side, and I like to talk very direct and organic and be as transparent as I can on this show because I think that's what you know, ushers in value when the listeners are listening. So I encourage you and I invite you to be the same, you know, here on the show. So can you tell us a little bit, one, I want to go straight to it. Can you tell me a little bit about the post, your last post on your Instagram feed pertaining to men's health?
Absolutely. So last month was actually Liver Awareness Month, and my father passed away from he had liver cancer for 6 years, and that kind of is what first generated my interest in health. And liver awareness, liver disease is a huge issue in this country. So as a part of his sickness, he became very, you know, I guess he started to suffer from some type of mental health issues as well, because being sick so long kind of just makes you, you know, lose some of your confidence, lose some of your faith in things of that nature. So seeing what he went through, it made me realize, especially looking back, how important it is to really keep people uplifted when it comes to mental health. So there's a movement that takes place. It's called Movember. So basically Mo, M-O, stands for mustache. And what they do is they try to bring awareness to men's health issues, one being mental health, prostate cancer, and a couple of other initiatives as well that are related to men's health. And what they want you to do is either grow a mustache that's kind of crazy looking. So we, on the post you saw from a couple of days ago, I went to the barbershop and I told him, hey, I want you to cut my mustache like give me a Hulk Hogan. So he was like, you serious? I was like, normally I wouldn't be, but for Movember, yeah, I want to kind of, you know, make people pause for a second and look and say, oh, wow, what's that all about? So it generates that conversation. And then the second part of it is to raise money for those initiatives as well. So this is maybe my third year doing Movember. Where, you know, some people do No Shave November. It's another thing that takes place at the same time. And No Shave November basically is where you just grow your beard out. I did that one time and start out with a baby face and you just let your facial hair grow. But Movember is a little bit funkier to me, so I like it better. You get a chance to kind of express a little creativity with it. So I have one more edition Tuesday. I got one last mustache for Movember. So keep scrolling the Instagram.
Absolutely. I'm just smiling from ear to ear because to hear men openly express the need to have awareness as it relates to the two main areas, mental health awareness and then just, you know, awareness about health in general, I believe we all know there are staggering numbers when it comes to men and health. So, kudos to you, shouts out to you, big ups to you. And all the other men, I saw Shaq, I saw a couple other celebrities, participating. And it's so awesome to see that unity. And it's a big issue, and I feel like the community needs to, one, be more aware, and two, be actively involved in the solution. So not only raising awareness and making donations, but making a commitment. And that's why I said, you know what, Josh, can you help me, you know, put some laws in place? Because it's plenty of women out there that would agree, and even men themselves would agree that maybe we need to put some litigation in place, put some laws, something in place to make sure that our brothers and the men in our community are taking care of themselves, because we see you all as pillars in our community and in our families. We see you in a leadership role, and so much is at stake when our men are not where they need to be health-wise, where they need to be emotionally and mentally. So this is alarming to me, and I'm a little bit concerned about that. So do you have any views or insight on how I can get some laws in place?
You know, before you mentioned that to me, I had never really thought about laws for, you know, men's health initiatives, but I think it's important that we maybe start with organizations that are already in existence that are doing that work. So, for example, a lot of the things that you see, like you hear a lot about breast cancer, and it's not because breast cancer is necessarily the worst cancer, but it's because of how they organize their movement and, you know, how they've been able to, you know, gain attention. Because breast cancer, obviously all cancer is terrible, but obviously, you know, breast cancer is bad, but they've been able to really gather that support and, you know, even to get men to rally behind them. So really, I think it's about everybody just recognizing that importance and taking the issues to those who have the ability to make the laws. So, and that's also kind of interesting too, because kind of on what you said, like men kind of are, you know, traditionally the backbone of the family, but men spend so much time, you know, trying to be, you know, hard or be, you know, tough for their family and not necessarily showing that type of emotion or, you know, taking the time to take care of themselves. So it's important that, you know, men understand and recognize the need to do that. And maybe the thing that seems to make men move the most is women. So maybe if the women get behind it, the men will get behind, you know, making sure that they take care of themselves even better, take care of ourselves even better.
Well, that so you know you just dropped the bomb on us, right? You said women take more initiative, and that's true. Because I'm thinking about a movie that I saw, Chirac with Spike Lee, and how the women took a they took a stand, and because they wanted the brothers, you know, to stop killing themselves and everything, and they were like, you know what? No loving, no none of that until y'all get your act together. And I think this is just as important in regard to that same message that movie was trying to show, women coming together, all colors, you know, walks of life, to say we love our men and we need our men. And I think you're absolutely correct. So I'm going to be reaching out to automatically what comes to mind is, what comes to mind is fraternities and sororities, specifically at HBCUs and different schools around the nation. I think, and I'm saying that, guys, if you heard me sounding a little bit alarmed, it's because am I correct in saying that you pledged with a particular organization?
No, that is correct. So I am a member of Omega Sci-Fi, you know, it's kind of our fraternity is kind of based in science and medical, you know, men of attainment. So two of the founders were medical people, and it makes perfect sense for you to even go to the HBCUs and to the fraternities and the sororities, because so many of our leaders throughout the years have come from those schools, and it's just a place kind of like the church where, you know, you can gather support of the most people the fastest.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to, the reason why I thought of fraternities and sororities is because there's a relationship between the two. You know, you have your sisters that pledge, your brothers that pledge, and then, you know, I don't know much about it. I did not pledge and I did not go to an HBCU, but I respect the unity there. But I understand that you all have sisters and the sisters have, and maybe there can be a new level of awareness and accountability, a certain checklist that I'm going to hold the other one accountable for. I'm going to hold a sister accountable. The brother should hold a sister accountable for making sure she's doing her breast cancer checks and so on and so forth. And then the sister should make sure that the brothers are well aware of what's going on with brothers and breast cancer, that the Susan G. Cormick, I think that's the name of the organization. Yes. Don't shoot me. I don't mean to butcher it. But I was at an event with PHP, a PHP Pink Breast Cancer Awareness event, and one of their board members shared with us that the numbers are for men now are more staggering than women. So it's going to be four. The chances of men getting breast cancer, I think, are 30% more than women now. I think she said one out of four men now.
Because the awareness and the advocacy works. So women now know, because every year, you know, even if it's the NFL, you see pink everywhere. So everybody kind of knows. So that's a great thing. It's working. So now it's time to take another initiative and to take it to the next level for you know, prostate
for
cancer for the brothers. And it's also
for cancer in general, because these are things that are plaguing our society. It's not only in the black community, but in the black community, the numbers are even more staggering about the number of men that don't see about their health. And when we bring in mental health, oh, my goodness,
it's
even – oh, ooh, like, because Jesus going to fix it. No, he going to do something, but I need you not to have that as your sole medical, you know, reasoning behind
right.
everything for you not to go to the damn doctor.
Right, well, Jesus made medicine so that you can, you know, so it's like you can't just keep praying about it when if
that's
what you believe. He put things in place for you to be able to take action on it. So yeah, exactly. You can't just say, "Well, I'm gonna pray about it," or "Jesus is gonna do this," because you're gonna sit there and your blood pressure gonna rise and whatever's gonna happen, and it's gonna be too late by the time you get ready to do something. But yeah, the mental health is a whole nother level. But when you mentioned Susan G. Komen and all of that, it also kind of made me think. You know, it's important that, and I'm glad you mentioned NPHC. Well, you mentioned fraternity sorority. So the National Panhellenic Council is like the organization that governs all the black fraternities and sororities, right? So I love that idea you have, but it's important that we make sure that people are really making sure that the resources and the advocacy that takes place really affects people in Goose, in Perrine, in Richmond Heights,
mm-hmm.
in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they raise all that money all year long, and even if you raise money for you know, Susan G. Komen Foundation in Richmond Heights, that doesn't necessarily mean that money that you raise is going to go to support, you know, people who have, you know, breast cancer in Richmond Heights. It might go anywhere. So it's important to kind of have your own strategy and strategic alignments to make sure that the right things are happening. Like the sister at Chicks and Wings has her own, she started a 5K or some type of walk in homestead. It's important that if you support
yes.
that you're also supporting the one
come all the way down south. Yes,
exactly. So
absolutely, I'm glad you mentioned her, and I'm glad you said what you just said. This conversation is developing immensely, and for those of you listening, I hope you can catch it. What I learned, we were at the People Helping People Pink Party up in Hollywood. And one of the board members of Susan G. Komen's organization, she said that we raise money to give to other local organizations that are supporting the cancer awareness and so on and so forth. Just so happens, I brought a young lady from all the way down south, Miss Kenesha Gummer McCombs, who is the founder of Pink Hearts, Inc., who also supports the sister from, I think it's Chicks and Wings. And
mm-hmm.
she happened to be there. She was our guest speaker. And that's when we learned that, oh, these big organizations, they're looking for organizations, other organizations in the community smaller than them to give grants to give monies to. And so I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And
it's
so
about,
right away, Josh, tomorrow, you and I, we're going to reach out to this, to the contact that I have, and we're going to make it our business to make sure that these bigger organizations are connecting more dots down south. I can get that contact information, and then you can give me the young lady for Chicks and Wings, and we have two organizations down here that they can be giving grants to and use as a funneling system to make sure awareness is being, you know, reached here, like we reach the individuals here in our community. So I'm going to hold myself accountable for that.
I love that.
Because I think a part of the problem is that we have to make the dots. You know, you could believe what you want to believe about Trump. It may be true. You may have facts and receipts. But it's one quote that I love that he said. And he said, you know, others worry about coloring in the lines, and I just create the lines. And that's
wow.
a huge thing when we talk about down south. Like, we can complain about, we don't have this, we don't have that. It doesn't matter what it is. Even pertaining to men's health, mental health, we don't have enough resources, we don't have this, we don't have that. But the fact of the matter is, what are we going to do to create it? And what are we going to do to look for the pieces of the puzzle that already may be out there, you know? So I'm really happy about where this conversation is going. And any sorority, fraternity, any groups, especially centered around religious groups, anything centered around leadership, like even activists, our young activists in the community, I want them to take better care of themselves, you know, because we're doing so much, but sometimes we forget that our cup needs to run over so that we can have something to give. We can't be operating on E at all times. That's empty on emotions, empty on finances, empty on, you know, F's to give. We can't be empty all the time but be in a position, you know, to impact others. So for health purposes, and as we're talking about health awareness, it's important for us to put ourselves first and not always put the community first, always put somebody else first, because we have to be in a position to give. And I think that's what the message is really about tonight and in the holiday season, is making sure our personal houses are in order. So, Josh, I don't know. I'm about to put you on Front Street. I don't know if you see a counselor, how thorough you are with keeping up with your medical updates and exams and all that, but I'm encouraging you to do. I'm not encouraging you. I'm telling you, because I need you to prove to me, Toya, you know what, all the professionals in my circle, we've all had our annual checkup. We've all had our prostate exam. Matter of fact, for the holidays, we're turning down the plates, or we're turning down meat. We're making a real, you know, initiative. We're taking a real initiative to improve our health and to preserve who we are, because male leaders in our community, we need you on a different level. We need our young people to see you. We need our older people to see you. Like, we just need you on a whole nother note. So take care of yourself, okay? Please.
I'll take that challenge.
And you can cut your hair with this challenge.
Well, I go to the barbershop every Tuesday. So
okay.
I'll be there this week. It's my last week. I'm getting my last mustache. It's going to be the finale. I'm kind of excited about it, actually.
Dude, can you share, like, are you still going to do the Hulk Hogan, or are you going to do something different?
Nah, every week has been a little different. So as it got longer and longer, I've been doing something different. So this week is going to be
okay.
A little different. Yeah.
Okay. Now you don't have to reveal it now. We'll follow you on Instagram. By the way, can you let the listeners know how they can get in contact with you, where to follow you on your social media platform?
Sure. So I'm Josh Jones Law on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
That's
so
right.
You can find me
and,
on all those platforms. That's Josh Jones Law.
Okay, cool. And Josh, I also put the link to your About Me in the show description. So for those of you checking us out online, just click on his link in the show description. It'll take you directly to his website. And as we get ready to close, can you talk to us a little bit about your career? And in regards to you being an attorney, what do you provide as a professional to the community? What areas of law do you focus on? And then if you can close out talking to us a little bit about your community efforts.
Okay, so I'm a personal injury lawyer. I have my own firm based in the Dadeland area, right over by the Marriott. And basically, I help people get the money and the medical attention that they need and deserve after they've been in a car accident, had a slip and fall, or even in unfortunate situations. I help families to recover money after they lose a loved one. So that's more or less what we do. So what happens a lot of times when people have these situations, insurance companies like to play games. if you try to handle it on your own. But if you get an attorney involved, then like what we do is we make them pay claims. So that's more or less how it goes. We help people find doctors if they don't know what doctors to go to. We help people with, you know, anything that's going on with the claim. We manage it for them, and then we get the top value for the case that, you know, that we can, so that they can, you know, go on with their lives after being in those types of situations, like car accidents or slip and falls or whatever the case may be. In the community, like you already mentioned, I do a lot of service with my fraternity, Omega Sci-Fi, and I'm also a trustee at my church, Second Baptist Church in Richmond Heights. Not down south, but it's still in Miami. I'm the chairman of the board at the Belafonte Tecosi Center, which is a youth center, a family and youth center that actually last weekend we celebrated 50 years in the community. So that's on my community efforts. But regard to my profession, I have a resource that I wanted to make available to people. So I like for people to stay ready so they don't have to get ready. So be proactive instead of reactive. So I created something called the Florida Personal Injury Toolkit. And basically it's a resource that you can request from us now at joshjoneslawtoolkit.com. And we'll mail a copy to you so you can keep it in your glove compartment. So if you ever are in a situation where you have a car accident, it'll tell you step by step what to do. It'll tell you what information you need to have and everything of that nature. So I wanted to also offer that resource to your listeners as well.
Thank you. That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because I think when things happen, first, I think that the community feels like they can't afford a legal team, one. So they ignore legal issues, and then we're subject to injustices. It's so dumb to me. But it's all a mindset thing. But if we start seeing that, no, here are some quality pieces of information and valuable tools that you can use, so use them. Because I think we're too lax when it comes to legal issues, because we feel like we can't access legal professionals, and that's totally a myth. So I want to thank you for what you do as a profession and what you do in our community. Shouts out to the Tecosi Center. I used to have different events up there. That's how I met her. Valencia Gunder, a huge community. Advocate and action worker, if you will. I was actually introduced to the Tecosi Center through her, and Munch was putting on different events about two and a half years ago. That's how we met. And I had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Roberts there. And I love what it stands for and it being a pillar in our community. So I'm happy to hear that you're a part of that legacy and doing things with your church. Shouts out, you said Second Baptist, right?
That's right.
Shouts out to Second Baptist. We had some controversial feedback from our article last year, Hold a Black Church Accountable, but I have to tell you about that later, Josh. But I really have so much respect for Second Baptist because they are one of the churches here in the Down South area, here in Florida, period, making it do what it do. When I tell you what they are the epitome of how you should hold a black church accountable, because of all the services and resources that they offer to the community, hands down, it's amazing and impressive. And I'm so happy to have that entity here in the South area, and what you guys are doing all the way across the board, from the community events to the I can't think of the acronym. It's also a nonprofit organization. Like you Second Baptist got it going on. Okay, so shouts out to the Second Baptist family. And before we go, can you tell me, as a Miami native, can you tell me what you love about Down South? Considering, you know, that you've traveled or you've gone to school, you know, in other states and everything, what do you love about Down South?
Oh, man, what do I love about down south? That's a very good question. So for me, I guess I have to start with family. Like, my whole family is down here, so it's kind of what brought me back, because I never thought I would live in Miami. I know that's a common story. People leave and think, you know, and don't want to come back for various reasons. But I just think that people down here are so genuine. When you meet people and you really connect with them on that level, you're able to really build relationships. You're able to, you know, get things done. And it's not like other places, even in Miami, where it's so, like, ish, or, you know, there's so much competition. Like you, people will actually work with you to make things happen. So I really appreciate that about down south.
That's what's up. I know you gotta love, like, the conch salad and the, you know, the down south culture aspect, cross the track. You know, you gotta go get your conch salad and the barbecue, man. Shouts out to what's her name? Simone Titania, who's doing amazing things. She did a huge project on the barbecue men and women of Ghouls. She was on our show a few months ago. I love that down south has these, you know, go-to little barbecue spots. And, you know, we create our culture in our own special way. And it's so funny to hear people up north say, what I need to come down south for? Like, why? Like, no. Like, they're not even willing to go south on the turnpike for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. And I love the fact that it's still a little untapped here. You know, it has so much potential. You know, Josh, I already see like a little Wynwood spot somewhere in the South, because the South got something to say, in the words of Andre. You know, it's so much talent down here. It's man, let me get off this line before I go off on a tangent. But I'm glad you love down south. I'm glad you decided to come back and add value. And you're the epitome of what we need to be teaching our children. You know, go away to school. Get whatever you can get. Learn, but bring it back. Bring it back here.
Right.
That's how we're going to continue our community's legacy, and that's why I'm so impressed with Tecosi Center. And I always ask people, especially when I interview them for the magazine, like, where are you going to be 100 years from now? Where's your family name going to be 100 years from now? Where's your brand going to be 100 years from now? I don't think we have longevity. In order to establish longevity, you have to be present. So you coming back to our community is just going to be adding to our legacy on a community tip. So thank you for that. And I look forward to you hopefully, you know, contributing an article or two in the magazine. We would love to have you. And we love to have you back on the show. We'll be posting some of your Movember and, you know, your crazy mustache posts. We'll repost those on my Instagram. And we're just here to support you. And we thank you for sharing some time with us this evening. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Latoya. I also, before I go, I want to commend you for creating these amazing platforms for Down South, because, like you said, people don't want to get on the road. They say, oh, it's so far to get down south. It's like, but it's the same thing. If I go to up north, it's the same distance. It doesn't get farther.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we have our own things, because, like you said, we have all these, you know, little barbecue spots. You got all the new restaurants popping up, whether it's Flavors or Uber Wings, or you got Chicks and Wings, and you got all the spots even down further south, all the way to Florida City, that, you know, people need to know about. So I appreciate you for bringing light to that.
No doubt. It is a struggle now. It's a struggle, but I love it. And while I'm here, I feel like I was, you know, that person that said, why keep complaining about down south? Do something. Like, let's do something. Let's move something. So, you know, before we go, I got a caller that I want to bring on really quick, and then I'm going to let you go. I know you probably got some cases to prepare for, but hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Last four digits, 0678. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a guy can make a comment. Miss Latoya Bird, how are you? I was listening to your show. This is your business partner here, Miss Melissa Patterson. It's my first time actually listening to you. Yes, it is.
Hello,
absolutely amazing
you.
What you're doing. Hey, how are you? It's absolutely amazing what you're doing down south. I know you made me want to visit down south, and I'm all the way up here in Miami Gardens, but also to your speaker, your guest tonight. I actually like the movement that he's doing as well, and, definitely looking out for the brothers and the whole mental health issue. You know, definitely going to be following him, and he's a lawyer. Kudos to you, young man. Keep doing what you're doing, and I definitely love the movement, what you guys are doing. So that's my two cents. And God bless, and just keep doing good. That's
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good one,
Josh.
Guys.
Okay, peace to you. Yeah. Josh, that's my that's my business partner, Miss Melissa Patterson, doing amazing things. And I'm just honored to be surrounded by women of their word and women of work ethic like she has. And we're here to support men like you in our community. So whenever you have something going on, something coming up, you got support on all sides. All right?
I appreciate that. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. For those of you still listening in, you can ride out with me. We'll be here same time, same place next week. You can also check out Good News Gooses' November issue, our special Thanksgiving edition at goodnewsgooses.com. And it's been real. Go ahead and get your two-step on this evening. And I thank you so much. For those of you still eating leftover turkey, keep your turkey, throw the turkey away, get your life together, give the gift that keeps on giving. Please reach out to me if you'd like to be on the show at 786-972-8695. That's 786-972-8695. Check out Good News Ghouls on Facebook, and you can find me on Instagram on my personal page, LA_LATOY. Y'all, I'm out of here.
Is it all right? Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.